couldn't answer questions. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Former President Trump invoked the Fifth Amendment while questioned under oath at the office of the New York Attorney General, which has a civil case against him.
Attorney General Letitia James is investigating allegations that Mr. Trump and his company inflated the value of certain properties in order to obtain loans, tax deductions, and other financial benefits. In a statement released on his social media platform, Mr. Trump wrote in part, quote, "I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing. When it comes to pleading the Fifth," Trump said, and I quote, "when your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, you have no choice."
Fox's David Lee Miller in New York City. Any questions Trump would have answered could have been used against him in an ongoing criminal case being conducted by the New York District Attorney's Office. FBI Director Christopher Wray says threats circulating online against federal agents and the Justice Department after the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home are deplorable and dangerous, adding violence against law enforcement is not the answer. President Biden signed legislation making it easier for veterans subjected to toxic burn pits to get additional health benefits.
Burn pits the size of football fields that incinerated wastes of war, such as tires, poisonous chemicals, jet fuel, and so much more I won't even mention.
The president said the matter is personal, as his son Beau, who served in Iraq in the National Guard, died from brain cancer after his service in Iraq. The legislation will help veterans get disability payments without having to prove their illness was the result of their service. Former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was ousted nearly 6 years ago, was defeated in a race for mayor of the affluent suburb of Fountain Hills. This is the 90-year-old's third failed comeback since his 2016 loss. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Russian oil is once again expected to flow through a crucial European pipeline.
Oil to the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary resuming a day after a Western European bank refused to transfer money from the Russian pipeline operator Transneft to its Ukrainian counterpart. That due to the sanctions imposed by the European Union on Russia for its war against Ukraine. Tuesday, it halted shipments through the southern branch of the Druzhba pipeline. Slovakia's minister said the payments equaling about 10 million euros would be made after both the Russian and Ukrainian sides agreed to the solution. He said his country would work on a long-term solution to the problem. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
Federal judges ruled that Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco's opioid crisis, for over-dispensing drugs for years without proper oversight, and failing to identify and report suspicious orders as required by law. Today's ruling did not include a ruling on monetary damages, which will be determined in a future trial. A Walgreens spokesman said the chain is disappointed in the outcome, which he said is not supported by the facts and the law. Several drug manufacturers and pharmacies opted to settle with the city previously as part of the case, including opioid makers Allergan and Teva, which agreed to pay $54 million on the eve of closing arguments in the trial, leaving Walgreens as the sole defendant. Fred Savage is speaking publicly for the first time after being fired from the reboot of The Wonder Years after allegations of sexual misconduct.
Now, after several women spoke out to describing his alleged behavior, Savage is finally speaking out, and he denies the allegations. According to The Hollywood Reporter, he said, while there are some incidents being reported that absolutely did not and could not have happened, he continued, I will work to address and change any behavior that has negatively affected anyone.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.